Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the.
Hey! Turned off my music.
All right.
All right, what? Turn off my music.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT,
okay.
Super Fantastic Family.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, that echo was crazy. It was reverberating.
Oh, I wasn't hearing that. I was just hearing the music, but go ahead. Somebody told me I couldn't speak until you said I could. So I said, okay, go ahead. You got it fixed?
No, apparently not. I don't know what's causing this.
I'm not hearing it. So I don't know who else is hearing it, but I'm not hearing an echo. Anybody else hearing an echo?
Yeah.
You got people saying yes?
Well, not yet.
Oh, no. They're saying no echo now is what I'm getting. No echo, no echo. I hear you guys clearly. No echo. Yeah, it's just something else you're hearing, I guess. Okay, guys, thank you. Maybe you can fix it, huh? Okay, got it. No echo. All right. I'm just telling them because I got 100 texts already. So, whenever you're ready. I don't know if Ray's talking or not, guys, because I can't hear him.
No, it's not an echo. It's just repeating. Well, it's not an echo, but as soon as you finish doing something, it says it all over again.
Oh. All right. Nobody else is hearing it but you, though.
Apparently so. All right. You hear me okay now?
Yep. I hear you.
All right. Let's go.
You ready? Well, I don't hear you right now if you're talking.
No, I stopped because it's coming back. Let me.
So, good morning, TNT. All right, Ray, so did you put anything out?
Let's see. Did do a weekend update.
All right.
Let's see. All right, let me try it this way. Some bankers were disappointed Saturday. They were expecting to exchange us. We look forward to Sunday for the next opportunity. Time will tell. That was it. That was the weekend update.
That was it?
Yep. That was it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something else on there, but that's all right. Okay, guys. It was a long weekend. We wanted something to happen. We were anticipating it happen, and nothing happened, as we know. Bank people went in there, and I'll tell you what's really funny. It was not funny. But they asked, could they go home Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and this morning. They asked, could they go home? Because they're ready to go home. They're tired and they're frustrated. And each time they have been told, no, we are waiting for the Treasury to give us the go. That's even this morning. We've gotten that so far from three different banks. We are waiting for the Treasury to give us the go. And absolutely nothing is happening. But they refuse to let them go home because they're saying it could be any moment, anytime, which I'm sure it could be, any moment they decide to give them the go. But I really wanted to start this call a little bit different. I mean, we can talk about all the Dinar stuff and everything else. But I just wanted to tell you guys that today is a great day for women of the world. And I know there's a lot of women here. And because the new administration is naming their cabinet members, and so many are turning out to be women in key positions, and it made me think this whole Iraqi deal could have been gone, over, done with. We all could be enjoying our $1 billion if they had just put some women in charge over there. This thing would be over with already. But, man, I guess that's hindsight. We'll see what happens in the future. All right. With that, there's absolutely nothing happening in Iraq. They put out the white paper. I put it out so you guys can see it, read it for yourself. You see under the very first one, the last line under number one, it says adjust the exchange rate of the dinar. Right there for everybody to see it. That's what they're going to do, adjust the exchange rate. It's in black and white for all those who ever wanted it in black and white. It's in black and white. So in fact, no, this is going to happen. They laid out their plan. They talked about the 2021 budget. I think before we said that they had planned on doing this at $41. The last three articles are now saying that they're planning $45 in the budget to do that, which is good. Again, they're making it known, so there's no guessing about it. They're saying if they can get the 21 budget by the end of the month, is it this month or by the end of the month, it's still going to take them 45 days to get it all the way completed. That's reviewed, everything else, which puts us right where we were last year with their budget, January the 15th. But we don't need the budget to do the RV, because the RV is in the budget. We don't need the budget to do it, because they're going to be doing it based on that, based on the RV. So we're good there. But anybody wondering about it, where is it at? Is it holding us up? Absolutely not. Treasury wouldn't be having people sitting there if it wasn't going to January the 15th. They certainly wouldn't have them sitting there doing that all this time. They really felt it was going to go. I told you guys last week, they felt if it didn't go Thursday or Friday, it wouldn't go until after Thanksgiving. But here's the good thing. It was supposed to be Monday after Thanksgiving. And now that somebody could be as soon as Friday. But it was supposed to be next Monday. Now that somebody could be Friday, because they wanted to get it done. That's what they're saying. But absolutely nothing's happening. And it's all being held up at the Treasury. And we have different reasons for that happening. They're still having issues with personnel. We still don't know what's going on with there's still issues with the election, and they're saying they're not really concentrating on everything else, but it could be at any moment he could say let it go. So we wait. All right. Did I forget anything, Ray? Forget anything?
No.
Okay, now let's do it.
All right.
Let me tell you this right now. I did forget one thing. Guys, we did talk to everybody, banks, Treasury, over there, and for some reason, I don't know why, but everybody's having meetings, coming to conclusions, and giving out information, they said, after our call. So I don't know what that's supposed to mean. So I kind of laughed at it when I got it earlier this morning, and I just got it 10 minutes ago after our call. we're going to get an update, is what I'm hearing. All right, let's go.
John says, we talk about President Trump holding up the RV, but isn't it Congress who holds the purse strings? Would they not have the power to hold up the RV if it does not suit them? Plus the final say in the release of the RV monies?
Okay. As we're not trying to blame Congress, the Senate, even Trump. Congress doesn't authorize the RV. It's going through the United States Treasury, which works for the president. He don't work for Congress. He don't work for the Senate. He actually works for the president, and that's who tells him what to do. Now, they vote on things that have to do with our country, but it's not our country. It's whether or not to let that computer be processed and the agreements that we made with another country. So, no, it's not a declaration of war or anything else that has to be approved by Congress. It's not money that we're borrowing or we're giving them that has to be approved or voted on by Congress. This is a decision that just has to be made. Okay, what's next?
A&W, let's see. Okay. Here in Hawaii, there are none of the big mainland banks. We have regional tier 2 banks. Will they be able to offer the rates we are looking for? Will they go over a limit of deposits? I don't know what all that is.
Well, they didn't write it in English.
They didn't proofread it. Let it go. So, will they go over a limit of deposits? Oh, will they go over a limit of deposits? I'm concerned that they will choke with too many large deposits.
Okay, I got it. So every bank has a limit based on the size and the rate of the bank. And he's asking, will they exceed that limit with all this money that's coming in? And I'm thinking all these banks have something planned for that because they're all going to go over their limit. Every single one of them is going to go over their limit as far as Basel III is concerned and that. So they have to have some kind of provisions in here. And but we don't have to worry about that. So that's their business. You will be able, and you should be able to get, I should say, all the rates that we get. They're going to have banks. Wells Fargo has said they will have connections in areas where they don't have banks, so they will operate under them. And I don't think it will be a problem for you at all. Okay. All right, what's next?
Golden Hawk says, do your bank contacts ever ask the Treasury what or who is the holdup over and over?
No, unfortunately, guys. Unfortunately. Well, I might tell you guys a lot of things, and I might ask a lot of questions. The banking sector and Treasury sector is kind of like the military. They don't want to question their bosses. They just know. We're not going to say that. I'm not going to ask that. I mean, I just listen and do what they tell me to do. There's no back and forth. There's no, hey, I don't think that makes any sense. Let's just do this, that. They just do what they're told to do. So there's some questions that are left unanswered because the simple answer, and for you guys who ever worked in the government or military, you know, is that's above your pay grade. If they don't want you to know something or they don't know something, that's the answer you get. That's above your pay grade. Just go do what I told you to do. Okay? What's next?
Live callers. 754 Erico, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Thank you for taking my call from sunny, cool South Florida. Before we start the call, I was not on Friday, but I did hear the replay. And I just want to give a shout-out to Danny from Dallas for mentioning me. Friday, for those of you who know what it is my Mahjong day, one day that I'm not on the call. But here I am on Monday. So I've got a couple of questions. Yes?
Me too, already. Mahjong is in the game, Mahjong?
Mahjong is in the game, yes.
Oh, so you're a gambler. So Friday you gamble. That's what you tell me.
Well, if you can call $6 gambling, then I guess yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, if you're Jewish and were raised in New York, you play Mahjong.
Okay.
All right. My first question is concerning the U.S. Trust and the president. If the U.S. Trust works for the president, and we know it's not for the Congress or the Senate, and with Trump obviously going out of office, isn't there something he would want to push through, and why hasn't he? What is he the final power that will allow the U.S. Trust to let this go?
Okay. He is the final power. He has to sign off on. He has to say yes. But if you look at all those other gurus out there, and you guys know which one, they've already told you 500 times, Trump signed off, Trump signed off, Trump signed off. We still don't have an RV. Because it has never happened. It has never been finalized, and the go hasn't been given, or we would go. So, if you guys want to know, I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to say something first. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear, because you're asking me, so you want to hear. So, I'm going to tell you. Hold on, I got to read this. Listen to this. This guy just sent me this, but I want you guys to listen to it. He says, I grew up in the South, have a military family, have friends that are Democratic politicians, but I have never, ever met a Democrat, both black and white, that I ever trusted. And he says this. So I'm just saying, guys, it's not about Democrat, Republican, not about black and white as trusting, because I know both. So I have to go based on people, individuals. That's who I look at. Just because we don't have the same politics or we don't look alike don't mean I wouldn't trust you or like you, because that's what I go by more than anything. And I'm saying this to answer your question. People think that Trump is doing this intentionally, that he's trying to make life hard, that he's trying to crash the economy before he goes out so he can make life hard for Biden, which is making life hard for all of us, I mean, as Americans, if that is in fact true. But yes, that is what's being pushed out, that is what's being said in Washington, but I don't know the moment he's going to change his mind. They don't know. They're like, it's done. And, you know, things are going to hell in a handbasket, and it's intentional, and we don't know when it's going to happen. But it doesn't matter, because what they also believe is he will do it before he leaves. We just hope he do it for the end of this month, because he wants to take credit for it. But he's not making it easy. So that's what you want to know. That's what we're hearing out of Washington, or I am, and we'll see what really happens. But again, it has nothing to do with being a Republican or Democrat or black or white. It's one man's agenda, and the agenda has been to get it done. We just don't know what date. Okay.
All right.
Did that answer your question?
To a point. The rest of the question is, since he is the one making the final decision to the U.S. Trust, has anything come back to you from the U.S. Trust as any type of reason he's given them for not signing off, or he just has not signed off and that's it? Because I know he's not trying to punish the country or make us poorer or anything in that nature, but has the U.S. Trust conveyed any reason that he has conveyed to them for not pushing this through?
None. Or we would know it. All I'm hearing is what I just told you. Even though I didn't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it, that's what's going on in circles in Washington, D.C. today.
Okay, and my final question is something that Bus Lady brought up on Friday's call when I re-listened to it at night. About
sure.
The people that we're going to be seeing at the bank, and about whether some are just, you know, lower paid employees and angry that they were never told about this. If when we go into the bank and we are negotiating, they're instructed basically they don't want us leaving the banks. They want to capture the money. But if you are not content with what the person you are dealing with is telling you, do you have the option, without insulting anyone or being told to leave or being put on that so-called blacklist, to ask if there's anyone above them to deal with, or other than leaving and hoping to get an appointment somewhere else, are you basically stuck with the person you're assigned to?
I would never think you're stuck or you don't have an option. I don't think anybody truly works that way. You deal with me or nobody. I don't see that happening. But this is something you guys got to remember. There's a team of them. Three of them going to be standing there. It's either three or four of them, and there's you. So if somebody's going to blatantly do something to you, it would have to be a conspiracy of all three or four of them saying, we're going to do this to this person. And I don't know if, you know, we get three or four people to do that to hate you just because you're you, or just because you have money, or, you know, because they missed the opportunity, they're going to give everybody the lowest amount that they can. I don't think so. Now, I do think, and I know what has happened already, they negotiate with you, they huddle up, they come back, make you an offer, and then they negotiate with you again. So it's not a take this or leave it type thing. What they have to have with anybody is a consensus among them that this is what we can agree on with you.
Okay.
That's how the process is going to work.
All right. Well, that answers my questions. Thank you again for taking my call. And let's hope that after Thanksgiving, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful rest of the year. Thank you, guys, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. But that's what they said. But just so you know, I'm still trying to get it done tomorrow. Okay.
All right. 404, area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony and hi, Ray. Appreciate your doing the call and sharing further information with us. And just that last little comment, Tony, that you had said, that it's sounding as if the people who are on duty at the exchange centers, even now as we speak, is that what you were saying?
They're there, and even now as we speak, they're trying to go home. They're asking,
okay,
go home. I mean,
we
stayed the whole weekend, we did this, and we want to go home. But they're telling them no, they can't go home.
And so what I thought I heard you say was, I'm hoping for tomorrow.
Well,
is that what
I
you
did
said?
Say that. Yes. That just means I haven't given up hope. I'm opening it in
okay.
tomorrow. I don't care what they say. I'm so good.
Okay.
They do it tomorrow.
Because
okay.
that's what I'm trying to figure here with Thanksgiving on Thursday is whether or not your bank people are saying, we don't like it, we are still here on duty. They're kind of figuring that, yes, probably will be there on Wednesday, that Thursday they would have the time off and then be back on Friday, if that's what they are kind of reconciling themselves as to what their expectations are. Is that how they're leaving?
Let me ask
you
a question. Let me
yes,
ask
sir.
You a question. Are you having Thanksgiving dinner?
We haven't decided. We haven't
decided.
Okay.
Well, I'm having Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm having turkey and ham and all the good stuff that you're supposed to have. But you know what my wife did? Today, she went out and got the turkey and the ham and all the things she's supposed to have for Thanksgiving dinner. And I would think at some point, those people want to do the same thing, right? They want
mm-hmm.
to get ready for Thanksgiving, and they're being told, no, I got to stay here. I got to do this or that. So I understand it. And, I mean, you got people coming in. I got people coming in on Wednesday. I mean, I don't want to be sitting at a bank 24 hours or 20 hours for nothing. Just let me go home right now. If we're not going to do this till after Thanksgiving, just say so and let me go home. I understand their frustration. I really do. So, and I'm not mad at them, but we don't know how it's going to work. So, what I've been told, they prefer to go home now, come back after Thanksgiving, and just do whatever they got to do. Or they want a couple of days, you know, I want the day before Thanksgiving, I want the day after. I got family visiting, and you're telling me I got to sit here at the bank
mm-hmm.
for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's frustrating.
And are they still being sequestered and staying overnight at nearby hotels, or are they still having to commute back and forth to their own homes? Have they clarified that?
Well, the people they brought from out the area are still staying in the hotel. They're still catering food into them. So they're not even able to go out and eat, you know.
Okay. And you also made some sort of comment in passing that you are hearing reasons for and from the U.S. Treasury as to the holdup. Any other reasons that you want to share with us that you're hearing from them?
I wasn't even supposed
to
share that because some of you don't even like that. And I really probably shouldn't have. I'm not picking sides, guys, because I don't pick sides. Nothing I can do about it if I did. All I can tell you is what is being said, what's being passed around, and what we're looking forward to. That's all. I wanted
okay.
to be over just like everybody else. But there is no other reason. The Treasury is telling everybody, get ready, get ready, get ready. Go on, go over this, go over that. They're constantly having conference calls with all of the banks, making sure everybody's on the same page, doing the same thing, and nothing happens. The guys above them aren't telling them to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at least I'm learning the math. To add 10 days to whenever this happens, that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Earth Pay It Forward project is going to be. So hopefully we'll be adding that 10 very, very soon. So have yourself a great day, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks again for all you do.
You too.
We appreciate
Thanks.
It. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 281 area code, you're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys doing?
And Tabula Sir, to the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm good. And Mr. Tony, how are you?
I ain't talking to you today. Go ahead.
What kind of grit foolishness have you got going on today? What
oh
is going
God.
On with you? No, you did not. I ain't talked to you all weekend. Since Friday, you come out with that kind of tune today. What's going on with you? How you doing?
I'm super fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, let me go get my little questions out of the way since you are cutting up today already. So I guess, okay, well, first of all, I want to ask about, is there anything in the Gazette that may have a raid or not? We haven't seen the white papers. Would they have gone to the Gazette, or it would have to be the budget to go to the Gazette, and be put in writing? They never put anything in there as of yet between those 2020 budget.
There's nothing in there.
Budget.
There's nothing in there about the borrowing law. Isn't in there. We haven't seen that recorded anywhere, like they said. Nothing with mm-hmm. the 2021 budget, of course, because it hasn't even been approved yet. The fact that they have the $45 is all we really needed to know about the budget transfer, the rate that that's what they're going to base it on as far as oil.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really care, because all the budget is going to do is expand where the white paper is and break down how much they're going to give each one after they do it. It's not going to
okay.
affect the exchange rate at all. It just is going to be based on the exchange rate. So if
right.
I'm basing my budget on the exchange rate, would tell me I need the exchange rate first, right?
Right.
So I know
saying,
what I'm dealing
mm-hmm.
with. And that's,
yeah.
that's what we're looking for. So
did you ever see that article or that came out about the deletion of the three zeros from the currency? Did you see that?
I did.
Did you get to read that? So what was that about exactly? I mean, the title seems like it would speak for itself, but some things some people didn't quite understand about it. So is the title says deletion of deleting the three zeros. So is that what we've been waiting on all these years for them to say? Wouldn't that
yeah,
be a
it didn't say that they were. It was giving you pros mm-hmm. And cons from doing it. That,
okay.
That's all. Okay.
Oh,
and all right. So some people don't want to do it, and they say it will hurt us more than it will help us, and others say it will help them. And that's what
mm-hmm.
it was actually saying, the actual money that it's going to cost to print the lower denoms, to print the new currency. And they're saying it costs, I think it, in the article it said 60 cents for every note, and we don't have that kind of money to print this many new dollars, and that would take us further down, is what the guy was complaining about. And I'm saying, how could that even be a complaint when the lower denoms are already printed? They're already
right.
sitting at the bank. And you're talking about you don't
yeah.
have the money to do it. Now, of course, I mean, he could just be throwing that out there, or he could be one of those politicians that don't have a clue of what's
right.
already
okay.
happened. And we do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So have you talked or spoke to anyone from Texas at all lately, like over the weekend or this morning?
Nope. You know why?
So what's going on? Why?
Actually, I was just going to tell you because, you know. Anyway. No. Because they would call me. They're so amped up and ready to go. And they would call me as soon as they go on standby. Anything. That's where we're at.
You
want me to call them?
No.
I'll call them right
say?
Now. I didn't say anything.
You said they will
look,
call you when they're ready to go. Is that what you said? You kind of cut out
yes,
a little bit.
Yes. Okay. All right, I said if anything was happening, even if they were put on standby, they would call me. Because they will be that
oh.
excited when it happens, trust me.
Oh, okay. Well, just unusual. We haven't heard anything from them, whether they're going to go or not going to go or if they're where they are or, you know, whatever. It's just unusual not to hear anything from them at all. Because we know you
hold
used
on.
To.
Well, hold on. Well, that's because I call them. But hold on. I'm going to call them right now. Hold on.
Oh.
Yep. Just to satisfy you, I'm going to call them right now. Let me see. All right, hold on.
Now, you caused all this dead space on the line.
Is the king still there? How you doing? I didn't know your brother was going to do that. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
King. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Okay, you there?
The Instagram.
I'm here.
All right. So, unfortunately, he said he can call me back in about 5 minutes. So, if he calls me back, I'm absolutely going to put him on the call so you guys can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. Well, I got to ask him if he'll do it first. But he's going to call me. Okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything you guys do. And let's just hope we get this over with before Thanksgiving. But if not, we wait until after. So, all right. You guys have a good day. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right. 360, Walt, you're on.
Hey, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Hey, sir.
And
hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, when somebody from Texas says, huh, that means, hey, everything's great. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing? That's what that means? That's what all means in Texas? How you doing?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was just thinking, since Friday's the Mahjong day, and Tuesday's usually my seance day, when I go in and I talk to my long-deceased relatives and anybody else from the 18th century that I think I might want to talk to. So I wouldn't be for it going tomorrow, but the day after would be cool, just so you know.
Okay, TMI. Just so you know. Okay.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking to myself, other than Danny, I'm really getting closer to the top here, being close to the TNT royalty, and I'm flattered that I can come in on their coattails because most of the important stuff's been asked. The only thing that I seem to revert back to in my thought process is that as long as it doesn't go, it gives somebody either, and I've added over here to the equation, somebody's still stealing. And so otherwise they'd let it go. And the articles that I've been reading says that they're still trying to figure out how to get the people over there to get back the money before this thing goes through. And apparently that's not being very well received. Have you, Tony, heard anything of the whereabouts or the health and safety of Maliki?
Okay, let's go back to the other part first. Then we'll do Maliki.
Okay. The seance part, right. Or?
You know, I was going to ask you, do they talk back to you? But do they talk back was the real question. But, okay, we'll skip over that part. Let's go. The currency auction is the way to stop the theft. And everybody already knows that. Stop the auction and do that. Now, they identified more banks today that they said are stealing. Yes. They identified and they said they had 89 names of people they know stole money and they wanted to give them an opportunity to give it back. I don't think they're waiting for them to give it back for the RV to happen or to get it back because that's going to be years in making. They're not going to give it back until they get prosecuted. They're going to go through all the countries, freeze their bank account, do all that stuff to try and get it back. So that definitely would not be holding it up. There is still corruption going on in the bank and at the border. As they stated this morning, they're only getting 10% of what they should be getting from the border because there's still corruption going on. And again, it's not like flipping a light switch and it's all gone. Because it's not. They said it. They plugged one hole, opened another one. They plugged that hole, and the next hole just got bigger. Just put more through there. And those things are going to take time, even though they are happening. So I don't think that's what they're waiting for the RV. And they're never, ever going to get all that money back. As far as Maliki goes, Maliki put out announcements this morning, articles, talking about how he believes in the people. He believes that Iran is fighting for their very survival, and they are fighting, doing what they're doing, he says, to protect their own borders. They are fighting against the axis of evil, the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia. That's the statement he put out this morning, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. It has nothing to do with being against Iraq. So he is very much out there today. He's not under arrest. Nobody's going after him because the Bible said for years that timing has to be right. Now, after the RV, people are happy with their money. Things may change. But in January, he's running for prime minister again. Do they go after him then? It's perfect time because if he gets it, and who knows what might happen, they'll never be able to get him or get that money back. How about that? Did I answer all three?
Yeah. Yes, you did, and I'm proud of you for that. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess then we got a bit more to go through it till we get to it. So the one thing I did want to say both to you and to Ray, happy Thanksgiving. And
All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. You too. Happy
You're welcome. And you bet, and I appreciate that. And we'll look forward. Are you planning on having a call Wednesday?
I don't know. I got to ask the boss. Look.
Yeah, the man with the mute switch.
Oh, yeah. See, why? Why not? We're not going shopping for groceries and cooking. It's not a holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
we'll be here.
And I'll look forward
to
Wednesday.
Might not be as long as you guys want, but we'll be here.
Well, if nothing else, maybe that guy from Texas might get back to you by then. Who knows? But we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you do. Thanks a lot. And like I said, happy Thanksgiving. And we'll look forward to Wednesday's call. Have a great day.
All right,
sir.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
You bet. You too.
610 area code. G-Man, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And Ray, before I begin, I just want to make sure the new address for the Cash App is $TNTDonate. Is that correct?
Demundo.
All right, all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that in, please remember to capitalize everything. $TNTDonate. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way, it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tony.
513, Eric, you are on.
Hey, Tony and Ray. Thanks for all you guys do.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hey, Tony, I think you answered one of my questions, which is that you're hearing it in the U.S., that the U.S. is delaying. Is that correct?
I'm hearing it in the U.S. I'm hearing it in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so it's not just that they are telling his people that. So it's here in the U.S. We believe we're delaying it. Okay. Okay, because my real goal here is if we can figure out – let's call it the why, because politics always has a why behind it. I'm doing this because. Then we can begin to look for, you know, let's call it what might be the thing that causes this to actually let go. And if it's being done here in the U.S., then it's either Trump/Republican Party or Democrat/somebody in that party that's going. And if it's Trump, then my only thing that I can figure out is the, you know, let's call it the chaos in his mind of the election. And he's just waiting for that to settle. So to me, that seems like what we're waiting for is, you know, let's call it him to give up or him to, you know, throw in the towel. Which might be a while yet the lawsuit.
Let's do this for everybody's sake. It's not Trump. Let's just say it's the U.S. government, somebody in the U.S. government. So we don't point to one person. Somebody in the Treasury is not giving the go. All the banking people we talk to are saying, we're waiting for the Treasury to say go. They keep telling us we're going, but we're not going. They won't let us go home. They won't let us see our family because they keep telling us we're about to go and we're not going. But it's somebody or the U.S. Treasury, period, regardless who it is, Mnuchin, Trump, deputy. But I'm getting from people in the Treasury, it's the Treasury, you know, from there and additional information. It's not Iraq. Everybody we know in Iraq, everybody related, it said we've done all we can do until they let us go. And we all know that. So, I mean, that's it is what it is. You know, the reason behind it, we're not going to know until it happens.
But one thing they could be waiting for is stability. And if I was in the Republican Party, Trump or other, I would be wanting this to go sooner because if I can have a big Christmas, then I can state that, you know, for all future elections. I mean, that would be, you know, let's call it Trump was able to do, et cetera. So if I was in that party, I still would be wanting to go soon. But I might be, let's call it, letting all of the election stuff go first. Is that reasonable?
I mean, nobody's ever going to know about this, just like we didn't know about Clinton. It's not something he's going to be able to brag about and say, hey, look what I did for the economy or look what I did for Iraq. It's going to be something that happened as far as Iraq's growth and everything else, but I don't think he's ever going to be able to say, you know, I made 50 millionaires or 50 billionaires or anything else of that nature.
No, but if he wanted to, let's call it, make claims about in the future, if the Republican Party wanted to make claims in the future of how, you know, the U.S. was coming back at this point in time, then going sooner would be better than going in January, when it would be hard to distinguish, you know, let's call it, who turned around the economy.
Well, yeah, but just like when Clinton turned around the economy, but he brought the deficit down with it because he did it in a timely manner where he could be the one. Whatever happens here, it was just like with Obama. If Bush does, I mean, Trump does this right now today, Biden's going to get all the credit. Because the economy, the deficit, everything is going to turn around during Biden's administration. And nobody's going to be able to say it happened because we took all this money from the Janar and wiped out the deficit. Neither one of them will be able to say that.
No, but they could claim such a strong Christmas was the beginning of the economy, as let's call it, due to the Republicans.
You don't want to let it go, but we need to move on to another person.
Okay. Yeah, but as long as Corona's out there, it won't be a strong Christmas. But go ahead. Because you can't go spend it because there's nowhere to spend it. So, all right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. 313, area code, you're on.
Hello, hi, Ray. Hi, Tony. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Good.
Glad
how are you?
Can you hear me?
The Nth Degree.
Yep.
And yourself.
Great. Well, I know that Ray is super fantastic, and I know that, no, I'm sorry, I know that Tony is super fantastic, and I know that Ray is fantabulouser to the Nth Degree. So I've gotten that down pat, and I tell you, I'm carrying that same spirit. But I just want to thank you guys and wish you guys a happy giving to you and your family, because my question has been answered, so I didn't want to take myself off out of the queue because I wanted to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And hope that when I talk to you guys again that we'll be sharing our information when we went to the bank.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Try to have a question.
Hopefully,
next time.
We'll be all on Wednesday.
Danny in Dallas, you were in line and fell out, but I see you back on the call, but you didn't raise your hand. So if you still want to be acknowledged, you have to raise your hand. Other than that, I won't bother you. 850, area code, you're on. 850-631. All right. 951, area code. You are on.
Yeah. All righty, yeah. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Let me take a drink of water here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, well, I heard what you said about when we're going to go and stuff, and I was just wondering, I mean, it keeps getting put off. I know it's like any time, any day, and I think on a previous call you said you didn't think we'd get out of this year without it happening. Do you think that's still the case, or I mean, I guess that's just from your opinion with what you know right now, I guess, but do you think that's still the case, or?
Well, right now, it's still the case. They're still planning that, guys. So, listen, they told us last week, if it didn't happen, this came, I'm telling you guys, right from Washington, D.C. If it didn't happen Thursday and Friday, don't look for it until next Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. That's what they said. I tell you guys that. I said, then they, well, that was, yeah, whatever. All right. Don't look till next month. Then they came back and said, okay, may happen Thursday, Friday. And then the bank, which is the foundation of this whole thing, is telling us that, hey, it's supposed to happen on Saturday. That's what we've been promised by the Treasury were going to start on Saturday. It didn't start on Saturday. They called this morning and said, hey, our people want to go home. They said, no, they can't go home. But then they also said, I mean, if it don't happen today, it may start on Friday. I'm giving you guys everything that I know. And it's confusing as hell. They're telling them different stuff. We have no reason why, except for they don't know when the people on the 12th floor or 16th floor or wherever he's at is going to say go. They know everything is set to go. Could be at any moment he feels like, okay, go ahead. Then that's when it's going to go. Now, that's what I'm being told. So I still feel like it. There's still a plan for it to happen right now. We just don't know when.
Okay. And you don't think all this stuff with the – no, you said in the past that it has nothing – they're two different things, so I'm not going to even ask that. So, all right. All right, well, that's what I was wondering. You know, I mean – I was getting excited there for a while, then I got frustrated again, and now I'm just kind of like numb again, if that makes any sense, you know. But
sure.
It almost sounds, it kind of sounds like in the year past when we thought it was going to go like October, you know.
Well, listen, here's the thing, and I hope you guys remember this too. You went up and down and up and you don't know where to be. But you did that while we were on this call. I got to do that 50 times a day because they'll call me right back and say, hey, well, this just happened or that just happened and, or we're going or we're not going. Or they said two people can go home. The rest of us got, you know, just all kind of craziness. I'll be saying, what the hell is going on, you know? But anyway. All right, I understand your frustrations, what I'm saying. I fully understand. Okay?
Yeah, so what you're saying, you take my frustrations and probably times it by 10 or 100, huh, for you.
Absolutely, because I'm just like everybody else. I want this to be over with. I want this to be the last call. I want us to go on and let's do something else now. But, I got to go through it. And the worst part is not the worst part, but it's verifying from bank to bank to bank, from state to state to state, from here to here. And because, you know, like I said, I got to hear it three or four times before I can believe it. There's one person saying this, somebody else saying that. And it's only when they get on the same page I can say, okay, well, at least this much is true. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
All right,
thank you, sir.
All right.
919 area code, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'd like to say thank you for you guys. I'm a longtime listener, 6-7 years now. And I just wanted to ask you about your committee guy. When he said that that the Zim wasn't going, but now the Zim is going, but he's saying that we're not having that it's not, and when the RV is going to happen. My question is how much do you really trust your committee guy if he's saying that the Zim's not going, but it actually is going, and the information that he gives you from time to time?
How do you know
you
that
know
it actually is going?
Well, because I believe in you guys. For years.
But here's the thing, though. We don't know that it's going. We know the bank is saying it's going, and more than one bank is saying it. And the bank is saying they have a rate on their screen. And actually, we do know somebody who already got paid for it, so I guess we do know it's going. But anyway, it's just confusing because some banks are saying they're doing it and some aren't doing it, but they have it. So you got to remember this whole structure and everything was put together. There was absolutely a time that the Zim was going until, and this I can blame on this administration, when they came in and tried to change all the agreements with Zimbabwe and they got into that little discussion is what I'm going to call it. And then Zimbabwe said, well, just forget it. We can't do it. But then they started coming back to the table. So that's the part where he was at. He was involved, and he said it just didn't work out. They couldn't work the numbers that this administration wanted them to work. But maybe they do. Now, he has, so he's made calls while we were on the phone, I think, or right after, to Washington. Called us back and said, I'm telling you, they told me it's definitely not going. But that was the deal then, and that's what they told him. It wasn't. You got to remember, he's on a different committee now, even though he still says it's not going. So it's just like everything else. It's just like the dinar is going at 3 o'clock today, and it doesn't. But somebody put that out there. So we're just going to wait and see. And that's why we give you both sides of it. So you can prepare both ways. If it goes, great. If it doesn't, okay, I got enough dong to make up for it. I got enough dinar to make up for it. And go from there.
Well, I just want to thank you guys so much for everything. I was really caught by surprise when you called 919. So thank you so much, Ray. And Tony, you guys, man, you know, to me, and thank you for your advice and your lessons, your teachings and everything throughout the years, and I've learned so much. And being a first-time caller, I just want to say thank you for that. I will continue to listen, and I'll be here.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
972, you're on.
Hey, fellas. Danny and Dallas.
Danny.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ray. I was in a very noisy place. I'm digging a hole and filling it with concrete, and I don't get real happy with that kind of work. But I am encouraged in general. Let me tell you why. Because the way I understand it, and you'll clarify, but he wants credit.
No, wait,
for
Danny, because I don't want to throw you off. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Because you said a couple of things, Miami or Texas. And that is digging a hole or filling with concrete. But is anybody in there? Is what we want to know.
No, sir. No. Nobody's in there. This is maintenance and repair. I tell you what, I went to the hardware store to buy a shovel, and I'm looking around, and a fellow, an older man, which is hard for me to find these days, an older man came up. He said, "You know, sir, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that wanted to buy a shovel." And I'm looking at him because that's what I'm there for. And I said, "I don't understand." He said, "No, they don't want to buy a shovel. What they want is a hole. And the only place you get a hole is if you have a shovel." So I appreciated his wisdom. It's kind of like my wife, and when we were first married, we were madly, madly in love. And now my wife is just mostly mad. So it's, you know, you get both of them. Either way you go, you get a little lesson there. But it sounds like Trump is going to want to take credit for it. I like that. And it really does point me toward an end, because he can't take credit unless he does it. And, you know, if a miracle happens and he actually finds out that he can stay in office, I think that's kind of on the negative side as far as this currency goes. But if he is ousted from office, it is most likely that we will not experience Thanksgiving and Christmas as we have for the last 5, 7, 10, 12, 13 years, looking for it to happen for sure before the end of the year. So this is very encouraging to me. And I just want to put that out there. let everybody know that it has been worse. We didn't know it. We didn't know we were going to be years away from the treasure. But this is a good thing. Now, Tony, if you've got a different take on that, or Ray, if you have a different take on that, I would want to know what it is.
Well, first I got to get your take correct. You just said if he's ousted from office, we definitely going to get the RV.
Yes, because he wants to take credit for it.
Well, suppose we don't get it until January the 15th.
Well, I'm saying it'll be declared before then because all the rigmarole of the electoral process. So we should have some things here before the inauguration is planned. And if he is ousted, he will want to take credit for it. So while he is in office, he will release it. If that were a point of encouragement, I'd like ones to consider that. If he stays in office,
okay,
he might be tempted to linger a little longer and not pull the trigger. Who knows?
Well, this is what I think.
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to know this afternoon. Okay? And
we are?
I mean, if he's going to be in office or not, when these last two states certified, we're going to know.
Ah.
So that shortens down your time. Okay?
All right.
And then if he does, like I said, he can never take credit for it at this point publicly because Biden will benefit from all of it.
Yes.
Okay? He will.
I understand that.
It will be the economy and everything else. Only
yeah.
people he can take credit for is us and those in the know. What will happen, though, if he does it, his people can work all the deals that they put into it. If not, Biden
yes.
can come and do exactly what he did, remove all their deals, and put something wholly new back together where they would lose their benefit. So far, the only people that are locked in their deals is Bush, Cheney, and Tony Blair. Their deals are locked into the foundation and their arrangements. Everybody else's can be changed.
I got you. All right. I may put too much emphasis on him taking credit, but I'm just reflecting back. He is so unreserved about taking credit. So, you know, it is likely to be broadcast as soon as the Electoral College is determined, likely. I don't know. I'm just expecting a very, very good outcome with the situation as we see it now. But, hey, I live in Texas. I'm naturally optimistic.
All right. I say, is that what you call it? Okay.
Well, that's one man's observation. Yes, sir. And in the meantime, I've got to get back to my hole. It's calling my name. You guys have
all
a great
right.
day and a great Thanksgiving. See ya.
All right,
sir.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir.
Let's see. That takes us to 916 area code. You're on.
Yeah, I put my hand down. Y'all answered all my questions. Happy holidays.
All right.
All right.
You.
Thank you, sir.
330. You're on. 330-205.
Oh, sorry, Brother Ray, Brother Tony, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing great, except for I forgot to hit my unmute button, so I was talking to myself. I feel like we're in a great spot, and I hear what you're saying. So I guess my question is this. I know your information you're giving out, straight what you're getting is solid. And if I'm thinking back, you said that the Treasury was telling you one thing, probably what they're being told, right? So,
yep.
And they're telling the bank something else, and that's probably what they're being told. So the banks are telling you different than what you're hearing from the Treasury, telling you exactly what they're being told. Okay, so
well,
right?
Let me yep. tell you this. Now, the banks told us something, and then the Treasury told us something, and then the Treasury told us what the banks told us. Said, okay, we're right there together. All right, so
oh, okay.
finally everybody's right there together. This was on Friday.
Okay.
Still, nothing happened. okay?
Right.
It was Monday, and I told you guys when the call started, and the Treasury said, we're going to have something for you this afternoon, but it's going to be after your call. And I'm trying to think. We thought that was kind of funny, but okay. We'll see.
Well, like I think you said it best when you said it's above our pay grade, certain things.
Yeah.
You gave him great information. Great information. I mean, about the best I know how you could put it together between you and the team, everybody. And all the questions being asked, a lot of them are like hypotheticals because, in essence, there's something we don't know. And I don't believe it has anything to do with this election, personally. But there's something that we don't know that's above our pay grade that has to trip the trigger. And when that happens, I think it's going to go right then. And if the banks are in and they're waiting, I've been in, like, a job. Guys would sign up for holiday work. They'd be like, who wants to work Thanksgiving? You'd have piles of people signing up to work. I wouldn't even doubt it don't go in Thanksgiving. So, you know, I'm ready for it to go. I apologize to Walt, but I'm sorry if it goes tomorrow. I think I'll pick it going tomorrow over your whatever that thing was. or Parcheesi or whatever the other game was. I'm not making fun. I don't know. But I think we're at the point now where it's like we just got to wait, and when it happens, it happens. If the banks are waiting, I'm waiting. It's a trickle-down effect for me. I'm ready to go. If they're ready to go, I'm ready to go. So
and
I
you know what?
Information. Yes, sir?
You could be right. We could be right because they keep telling them it could be any minute. So they're waiting for something to happen or waiting for somebody to make a decision. And either way, whether it's automated or animated out here, if they're waiting for it and they don't know the minute. And that's why they're telling them it could be any minute, any
yeah.
hour. So we just need to sit here and wait for it to happen, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or whoever it is.
Yeah. And you say there'll be
that's
three
right.
people when we go in, right? Three people there for exchange?
Yeah, there'll be three people. You got the guy doing the exchange, the guy counting and signing off your money, and you have a guy that's what's the other guy doing, right? I forgot. Anyway, you got the guy at the desk, and there's going to be two people with him that form the group or three additional people. So some people have had both of those. Three people and some have had four people in their meeting they're negotiating with. And it may just determine on how much you have. Because the people I've been so far I've done millions and hundreds of millions. So if you're not
mm-hmm.
doing that much, you might not get that same attention. I don't know.
Right. Well, I'm going in there against the three and no pun intended, but my boss is a Jewish carpenter. I'm going in with three on my side, too, so you take that for what it's worth.
So, there you go.
right on?
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you, brother. God bless you. God bless you, Ray. I'll catch up with you guys later, and appreciate everybody calling in and asking questions they did, but I think we're really waiting on something to give that we have no control over, nor will we know. So it don't
That's
really
right.
matter. We just ready. All right.
All right,
I'm ready.
Thank
and
you.
Ready. Have a good
All
day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
470, Erico, you are on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, how are y'all?
Fantastic.
I'm super fantastic.
And yourself?
I'm good. I just got one question. I wanted to know if, I know you say it may happen the Monday after Thanksgiving, but if any reason that it does go before Thanksgiving and you're out of town, how would we handle everything? Because, you know, the holidays, a lot of people are going out of town for the holidays as well as people coming in. Will we get the 800 number and we can call there, or how would that happen?
Yeah, you could call the 800 number and make your appointment. That's what I do for either when you get back home or make it for, you know, when you want to and go back home.
But don't we have 10 days to do everything? That's what I was trying to configure it into this Thanksgiving.
No, you got months and years to do it if you want to. What they said is they're trying to get all the internet people done in 10 days so then they can just deal with regular people and just go in the bank. They're trying to use up to 800 numbers in 10 days. Okay? And make us priority for the exchange locations. That's what they want to get done in 10 days. If you want to exchange your money a month from now, you can wait and do that. You're not going to get the same rates that we got, but it's still your option.
Okay, so in order to get the internet rate, even if I'm out of town, I need to call the number from where I'm at, and do I give the location of where I actually live and set the appointment there? If I want to fly right back.
They're going to ask you for your zip code where you live.
Okay.
And
I can actually give them.
If you're on the phone, listen, if you're on the phone and you explain it to them and the guy says, I can make your appointment anyway, then that's what I would do. You know why? Because nothing beats a failure but a try.
Okay. All right, thanks. That was all I had. Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you too.
413 area code, you are on.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right.
I wanted to know the only way that you can get to ask questions part of the group, is that correct? The one
no,
that
no.
you read on before the call starts?
No, you're on now. You're talking about the printed questions.
Well, yes, the ones you're asking
yes, you
before you take the live callers.
You have to have access to the back office to post the question for us to read.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't sure, so I was actually trying to text to TNT call. because I know I hadn't tried that before. What I was curious about was, I know you go over these really wonderful information and awesome kind of examples of negotiations or exchanges and stuff in different calls. And I know I've listened to many of them. I haven't been able to, well, over the years, I've gone into banks and I've discussed some of the potential of, to say, holdings and trying to talk to someone at the bank, and they haven't been able to give me any information, even though I know people around the nation on this call have absolutely gotten wonderful participation. But because I haven't gotten that participation in the banks, is it possible for you, either of you gentlemen, to post some of those options of conversations of exchange on the forum?
Post conversations. You mean to actually write it out and put it there?
Well, I know you've had people do that where they've like taken notes of the calls and. For a long time. Was it Tish or someone that used to do that or does do that?
We do have some transcribers, and there are a couple of sites that actually put out everything that we say. It is not our site, but they put it on some other sites, in some emails that goes out with those conversations. But the transcribers are listening now. Maybe one of them can go back and do that for you. I don't even have those conversations. Well, we do have the whole thing recorded somewhere, but there's somebody else doing that. But maybe one of them will do something like that for you, or Ray can contact.
Well, I know that you've really had some wonderful questions and some wonderful examples over the years. But I think, I don't know, I'll just say 2 weeks ago or something, I was on the call waiting to ask the question, and I know you were covering some of those examples, and everybody's situation is absolutely unique. You guys, you know, we don't know about NDAs. We don't know until that day comes what's going to happen. And we're all hoping it's going to be tomorrow, today, tonight. So that's why I'm, that's why I thought, like, I don't want to say necessarily week to week, even though we feel it's that close right now, but to just whatever you feel the latest in over time negotiations have changed with the banks. And if you could just post, you know, even if it was today, all the rates that you were aware of. And I say that you were aware of because we haven't always been able to get the same information at the same time from our banking friends. So, so that's what
I understand what you're saying. Listen, you were asking Ray to do a whole lot of work because that's what you asked him to do. Ray to do a whole lot of work in doing all of that and everything else that he does. You know, when we get off this call right now, it's 11:30, 12 o'clock, in an hour and a half, Ray's going to be doing another call. For another, what is it, 2 hours, hour and a half, to where he does open mic.
Yeah.
And then he takes an hour break or hour and a half break, and he does another two-hour call on open mic. And actually, those open mic people are crazy, Ray included, because I tell her, I do not know how you do that three, four times a day. I mean, for an hour and a half, 2 hours at a time. And doing that and still, you know, have to do what you do, which is keeping track of everything. And he's good at doing that and well organized in doing that. Look, I barely can do what I do, and that's talking to people all over the country, all over the world, other countries, everything else, and back and forth, and that to actually have to constantly update or document something. But we do have a lot of volunteers who do just that for us, and we definitely appreciate it. And we'll just have to see what happens if somebody can help out doing that, okay?
Yes, I really appreciate it. Like I said, the questions on the calls are phenomenal. You guys are over the top as far as I'm concerned, and very well appreciated by all of us. So it's just been trying to find that continuity, because I know I haven't been able to participate in open mic. I know I haven't been able to. I can look at the forum. I can do that. And over the years, I appreciate being able to do that much. And I know that you have family and friends and people that you've been with through thick and thin all the way through, and we've just been on the outside admiring you all. You know,
listen,
if anybody was able to get that stuff, it would be great. Just so maybe we wouldn't ask so many questions all the time.
Okay, listen, they don't even let me in open mic. I got to be invited and got to get the code and everything else whenever I do get in. So. Don't feel like you're alone, okay?
No, I mean, right. these calls keep us all there, keep us all tied together. the continuity across the nation with knowing a prefix to a phone number is amazing, you know, and knowing who's going to come on. You know, so, yeah, it's, you know, I look at it as another extension of family and friends. And just want to thank you all. And, yeah, if there's anything or if people want to, you know, feel there's anything else, like directly that these things are actually within the groups that branch off are being notated and we just need another place to look, then I'm more than happy to do that as well. So so I thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll see what happens. All right.
All right, sir. We're at the bottom half of the hour.
Okay, guys. Hopefully, we can conclude this thing this week, or we'll see what happens. So I gave you guys the latest, greatest, what we got today. The only thing I got from the banks this morning are they are very, very frustrated. They are mad. And, I mean, it's morning, and they asked to go home. And they just got there. And they were asking, can they go home? They're tired of this. But they got meetings this afternoon, got a couple conference calls. We're supposed to get an update from the banks and from our treasury contact. So if it's anything super fantastic, anything that, you know, we need to get out, I'll tweet it out, raise, put it in the form, or we'll do a call. That's what we have to do. Right now, all you guys got to know is we're still moving forward. Everybody's sitting there waiting, and they're still being told it could be any minute. So that's what we'll work with, all right? But do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, and if we need to get back in contact, we will, right?
Okay, that's going to do it for this Monday's segment, TNT conference call. Nothing happens. We'll be back on Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe
the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Recording, press 1. To read, this session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here.